Andrea Gusty and Marta Montine both left rural Alaska for college knowing they were not likely to return. Now in Anchorage, they grapple with the fact that sometimes building a career means leaving the rural way of life. Michelle Terrio reports.
Growing up in Western Alaska, Andrea Gusty was certain of a few things. She would go to college and she would leave the state to do it.
I was born in Bethel. And I grew up in Aniak on the Kuskokwim River. I think when I grew up, it was about 600 people. And I knew it was never a question that I would go to college.
After high school, Andrea went to Northwestern University outside of Chicago to study journalism. She was homesick, but she was also on a mission.
The whole reason behind wanting to be a journalist was to really kind of tell the story that I had never heard growing up in Alaska and never saw in the news.
But after she graduated, fulfilling her dream of covering Native issues in the mainstream media meant another certainty for Andrea, living in a city, not a village. Now she's an award-winning investigative reporter for a local TV station. She lives in an apartment in the asphalt heart of Midtown Anchorage. She's not alone. The way she sees it, the lack of jobs in rural areas will force many young Alaska Natives into the city.
We're still going to have to leave the villages, and there's a lucky few that can go back, but the rest of us are just kind of here in Anchorage, and we have to, you know, kind of keep one foot in two different worlds.
For Marta Montine, who grew up in Nome and has family in Norvik, leaving was about education and experiencing the broader world.
I felt like I wanted to get some experience outside of Alaska, and so that's when I decided to pursue out-of-state education and just get a bigger exposure to the U.S. and the world.
After college in Colorado and Canada, going home didn't seem like an option. She says it's a pretty common story among her friends.
I see that and I recognize that as well as far as the whole idea of brain drain of, you know, you need to leave the community to get higher education to gain skills, you know, in whatever field you want to apply in your community. And I don't think I was ready to go back home and to move back home.
Now she works at an Anchorage nonprofit. Beyond Borders works on community development in rural Alaska. It makes her think a lot about Nome, where her sister still lives. Her life and career are here, but she wants to feel connected.
I think it kind of touches on the identity issue a little bit of wanting to hold on to cultural stuff, cultural ties and language.
But she recently got married and she's earning a degree in social work. For the immediate future, Anchorage is home, and Nome is a place that she visits.
I'm always trying to promote people to gain some understanding about the reality of rural Alaska and what's faced. I mean, the joys and everything good and the challenges and the struggles. And I'll be taking my husband to Norvik this summer to go to fish camp and hang out, so it'll be fun.
Both Marta and Andrea miss life in rural Alaska, but have no plans to move back. Andrea's mom, Cheryl Jarabek, still lives in Aniak. She says she understands why her daughter's life and career is in Anchorage.
I mean, this is where she needs to be. And I'm also prepared for if at some point in her profession she decides to be not in the state. I mean, you know, you want your child to be successful and happy and things like that.
But for Andrea, finding success in the city can be conflicting and even wrenching.
It's kind of funny because my mother told me this story of somebody who came up to her in the village and said something to the effect of, sorry. Said something that wasn't meant to. Wasn't meant to be a criticism necessarily, but said something along the lines of, oh, you know, in the last couple years, Andrea's really changed. In the last couple of years, Andrea's really changed. She's really become cityfied.
She says that until village life includes jobs, affordable energy, and schools, more young people like her will leave.
But with so many people leaving the village at these high rates, what's the incentive for the state or federal government to bring low-cost energy? If there's 50 people left in a village, why spend $10 million to bring them sustainable energy? But people have to keep leaving until that happens, so I don't know.
She hopes it won't always be that way. When she anchors the evening news, Andrea often wears an Athabascan caribou tuft pin or a necklace made by a Yupik artist. It's her way, she says, of letting the people watching from the village know that she remembers exactly where she comes from. In Anchorage, I'm Michelle Theriault.